Radio Prague News.
The Prague home of Defense Minister Martin Stropnický was the target of what appeared to be a Molotov cocktail attack. Czech President Miloš Zeman has written a letter to Norwegian King Harald V over the case involving a Czech mother whose children were placed in foster homes in Norway. And Czech national ice hockey coach Vladimír Růžička is facing more allegations of bribe-taking while coaching domestic league club Slavia. Police revealed on Monday that the Prague home of Defence Minister Martin Stropnický was the target of what appeared to be a Molotov cocktail attack. The minister was not at home when the attack took place on Sunday morning, but other members of his family were. A chemical analysis of the bottle's content found that it was inflammable, a Prague police spokesman said, refusing to disclose further details due to the ongoing investigation. The police are treating the incident as a public safety threat. There have been previous attacks against public figures in the past. Several ministers were sent envelopes containing poison late last year. Czech President Miloš Zeman has written a letter to Norwegian King Harald V over the high-profile case involving a Czech mother, Eva Michaláková, living in Norway, whose children were placed in foster homes, the president's spokesman Jiří Ovčáček said on Tuesday. Mr. Zeman has asked King Harald to stand up for a quick solution of the case with regard to the children's interest. The two boys, now aged 6 and 9, were taken from their mother and father over alleged sexual abuse, but the Norwegian authorities have refused to make the information public to protect the children's privacy. In the letter, which was sent to the Norwegian King last week, Mr. Zeman also said that the case has been disrupting Czech-Norwegian relations as well as Norway's image in the Czech Republic. The Christian Democratic Party has announced a self-imposed ban on trips to Russia until the country ceases destabilizing Ukraine. Party leader Pavel Bielobrádek said at a press conference on Tuesday that party members are willing to attend political negotiations on neutral ground, but refuse to travel to Russia. Another reason for the move is the recent blacklist of EU politicians and diplomats released by Russia, which bans them from entering the country. Four Czechs, including the head of the Topo 9 party Karel Schwarzenberg and former EU Commissioner Stefan Fiele, are also included on the list. The executive body of Prague City Council on Tuesday approved an amendment to the regulation on gambling, which will see the closure of about a third of all gambling venues in the capital. Several Prague's districts, including Prague 7 and 8, have opted for zero tolerance and plan to abolish all gaming venues on their territory. The move must still be approved by Prague City Hall. There are currently nearly 300 gambling outlets in Prague, with more than 50 of them in Prague 8. In the coalition agreement, the ANO party, the Social Democrats and the three-way coalition of Greens, Christian Democrats and Mayors and Independents have pledged to introduce zero tolerance to gambling in Prague. Czech national ice hockey coach Vladimír Růžička is facing more allegations of bribe-taking while coaching domestic league club Slavia, Czech radio reported on Tuesday. According to the report, Mr. Růžička asked several parents for money to allow their children play for the club. The Czech national coach has refused to comment on the accusations. A criminal complaint of corruption has already been filed against the coach for bribe-taking, fraud and breach of trust in connection with a sum of 500,000 crowns he is alleged to have accepted from a man to allow his son to play for Slavia Prague. I am Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.